This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A flu death to report. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
The senator has been made aware. Any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter. Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Well, just when you think Congress is dysfunctional, listen to this report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes about the British House of Commons.
A report says Britain's House of Commons is a sometimes dysfunctional workplace in which bullying and sexual harassment have long been tolerated and concealed. That's according to an independent inquiry Released on Monday, in the highly critical report, former High Court Judge Laura Cox says a culture of deference, subservience, acquiescence, and silence has helped inappropriate behavior thrive within the seat of British democracy. Parliament commissioned the inquiry in March after allegations of inappropriate behavior were made against several lawmakers and Commons staff members. Cox says Commons staff spoke of being subjected to bullying, sexual and racial harassment, and lots of inappropriate touching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And always good to have you along for the ride. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us now. He is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, always good to have you with us here. Hey, let's talk about the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders says that, America wants to become like Venezuela. Really? I mean, is that true?
Well, that's what Bernie Sanders thinks is true.
It's what he wants to believe, anyway?
Yeah, I think it's really just the opposite. I mean, he appeals to, I think, a relatively small portion of the American voters, mostly people that are lower income and haven't done real well economically. For those people, they take a look around and say, well, look, there's a lot of people doing well. CEOs are making a whole lot of money. And that's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernie Sanders says, okay, if we believe it's not fair, we'll work on essentially redistributing income so that we raise taxes on people that have earned the most and give that tax revenue to people who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to earn anything. They're constantly talking about how this income inequality problem is worsening. And they have to do something about it. The other side of the argument is if we have a situation where some people are not doing well, most of the reason for that is the economy has not been able to provide opportunity to those people. And why not? Because the economy hasn't experienced a 3% annual growth rate since the year 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't experienced a 4% annual growth rate since the year 2000. That's almost two decades ago. So President Trump got into office and he said, look, if we want to give opportunity to everybody, especially those who are prepared for it and have learned a skill or get an education or somehow are able to contribute more, the way to help everybody is to get the economy growing again. So he got into office and he said, look, why aren't we growing? Well, we're not growing for a couple reasons. One, the taxes seem to be, income taxes seem to be relatively high, especially on the highest income earners who provide capital for our capital-intensive economy to grow. He said also the prior administration, their primary concern economically was to cure perceived social injustices. Mm-hmm. It's an injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice that wealthy people make more than other people. It's an injustice that big banks and corporations take advantage of consumers. So all the policies that Obama put in were intended to cure these perceived social injustices. Meanwhile, every one of them tended to slow growth. Obama put in regulations so consumers would be protected, added to the cost of business. Business couldn't grow. So what did President Trump do? He got into office in January of 2017. In February and March, he reversed hundreds of counterproductive regulations. And by April of last year, the economy started growing at over a 3% rate. Then he said, to really stimulate growth, I'm going to take a look back in history, and I see that President Reagan in 81, taking effect in 82, and Kennedy Johnson in 63, 64, they both cut personal income taxes for everybody, including the highest income earners.
Right.
So that's exactly what he did. And then he also last year convinced Congress to repeal many parts of the Dodd-Frank bill, which again was designed to cure a social injustice, that is banks taking advantage of consumers, giving them loans they shouldn't have given them. The problem with Dodd-Frank, while it did end what they called predatory lending, it tended to lend reduce all bank lending. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, that tended to slow growth. So Trump convinced Congress to repeal parts of Dodd-Frank, put the tax cut into effect. Everything started in January of this year. By April of this year, the economy was growing at over a 4% rate. This third quarter number will be out the end of the month. I think that's going to be maybe in the 4.5% growth rate. And I wouldn't be surprised next year. Now, there's a lot of variables here, but right. I wouldn't be surprised to see the economy have a quarter or two of a 5% growth rate. Now, once the economy continues growth like that, it'll solve a lot of the social problems and a lot of the income inequality problems. Why is that? For the last 10 years, my graduates, my students that graduate, they're lucky to find one good job opportunity. Because again, the economy was averaging only a 2% growth rate for the last 10 years. Many of my students had to take jobs for which they were overqualified. As a result of them doing that, taking a job you really didn't need a college degree for, the people without college degrees didn't have any opportunities at all. No. So they ended up dropping out of the workforce, becoming so discouraged they dropped out of the workforce. That, too, tended to create more income inequality and social problems. Well, once the economy starts growing, as it has now since Trump's taken office, the underemployed college graduates are now finding jobs that are more suited to their qualifications. Yeah, that opens up the job market to these discouraged workers, and there's about 5 or 6 million of them. Hundreds of thousands have already come back into the workforce. So the idea of trying to cure these social injustices, perceived social injustices, through some socialistic program is really counterproductive, and we should be doing exactly the opposite, which is what President Trump is doing, and it's starting to have some good results.
Well, you know, Dr. Bussler, the way you laid this out, I mean, this is brilliantly stated. I mean, this walks you right through the exact process, and it is amazing that people would still be subject to what I call this socialistic mindset and victimization that Bernie Sanders et al. Are trying. I mean, that's their counter idea. I mean, we've got a robust economy. I mean, there's clear evidence that this is working. and forget about what the former president would want to tell you and some of his acolytes in saying that, you know, you can thank Barack Obama for it. The only thing we can thank Barack Obama for is appreciating that there was a clear difference between the Obama economy days and the era that has now begun with Donald Trump.
That's exactly right. You know, and if you look at the history of the U.S., you know, we went from a new country to pretty much number one in everything in a little over 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there were countries that have been around for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, and we grew past them. The reason was we encourage freedom.
Yes.
Now that means there's individual responsibility. Now we recognize we have a social world.
Michael, we got to go to break. I want to stop right there because I don't want to cut you off in the middle of this explanation because this is important. More from Dr. Michael Bussler after this.
Yeah.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Back with you, America. Fresh and independent as we are every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Michael Bussler continues. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. I know you're taking notes, okay? You got the number 2 Ticonderoga pencil out, legal pad, and keep taking notes because it's absolutely brilliant what he's sharing with us in terms of understanding the economy that we're in right now. Michael, I got to tell you, it is a bit frustrating for me when I hear some of the opinionators opining about, the midterms and how the country would want to move, towards these socialistic, perspectives and quarters when you see America coming back and becoming great again, as you said, historically. This country has, on the basis of freedom and that shining light to dream big dreams and have a fair shot at realizing your dreams, people come to America, and they've been coming to America even when, it was tough sledding. They still wanted to come here because they still had faith that, the light of freedom and liberty is still available here, but we're back to, giving it back, as the president said on his inauguration day, giving this government back to where it belongs, and that is with we the people, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when they talk about people like Bernie Sanders talk about more socialism, that's exactly opposite to what the country needs. Socialism means that you have government control of markets. Now, they want to control the healthcare market. They want to put regulations on energy industry, and before you know it, they'll want to take a look at more markets. Elizabeth Warren has put forth a bill, the American Capitalism Act, I think she called it, and she said any corporation with sales of over $1 billion will have to file a federal charter rather than being incorporated in a state. And the federal government will have more strict rules. For instance, if the corporation is going to make a major move, change a market, introduce a new product, according to the bill that Warren proposed, they'll have a federal charter. And what they're going to have to do is consider the effect of that action on all of the stakeholders, not just the stockholders, but also consumers, the community. What impact it'll have on perhaps even what government is doing. Now, that's exactly opposite to what we need to do.
Exactly. And just a moment on Elizabeth Warren. What policy has she given us that we can say, wow, she's really got, she's got, her smarts on, and she's really helped us out? I mean, Dodd-Frank and everything she supported about that killed all the local banks. She's been one disaster after another and keeps throwing, freebies to people and talking in socialistic terms. But she's been a one-woman wrecking crew, has she not? I mean, why would anybody want to follow her?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So all of those policies are geared to help essentially the bottom 15% of income earners, people who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to earn enough to live the lifestyle that they want to. So Elizabeth Warren says that's not fair that somebody has owned 3 or 4 houses and somebody else doesn't own any houses. So she wants to make it more what she considers fair. And all of the policies she's advocating will redistribute income away from people that have earned it and give it to people who, for whatever reason, have not been able to earn it. The problem with that, while it may be appealing to the people who haven't earned the income, the problem is that if you start taking away income from people that earned it, there's less of an incentive to go out and earn income.
And all boats go, they lower. I mean, you have killed the tide, and the rising boats just say, okay, fine, why should I do it? I mean, this is what we've experienced in, with unions.
Exactly.
I mean, there's, everybody works the same level. If somebody goes in there and does an outstanding job, well, the rest of the people say, hey, look, you're making us look bad, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we've experienced this time and time again. We have enough empirical evidence to understand the nature of man and what goes on. But yet, you know, we'll have Elizabeth Warren, we'll have the Bernie Sanders out there offering the free stuff. I think some of the stuff has, you know, is, you know, has some merit for discussion. But it's a correct observation, but wrong conclusion, as far as I'm concerned, when you want to redistribute wealth.
You know, that's exactly right. All of this should be discussed. Americans are very compassionate people. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see anybody, our citizens in particular, we don't want to see any of our citizens suffer. So we are very compassionate. And if people truly need help, Americans are the first ones there to help. The problem is you start giving help to people that don't need it, who are able to take care of themselves, but again, because of a poor economy, haven't been able to do that. And if you start gearing all your policy to helping those people, it ends up putting a drag on economic growth, which ends up hurting the entire economy. The way our system is set up, you're in theory, you're paid according to the value of your contribution. So if you make a big contribution to the economic system, you get a lot out.
Right.
On the other hand, if for whatever reason you're not making any contribution at all, you aren't going to get anything out. Now, there's some people who, you know, have physical disabilities and have issues, and we're compassionate. We're certainly mm-hmm. willing to help those people. But there's no logic mm-hmm. to giving welfare and food stamps to people who are capable of earning
exactly.
their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they get into a lifestyle where this is their only choice, and for generations, the families get locked into this welfare lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If they had opportunity to earn their own, they would rather do that.
We talk about dignity, Michael, and this is one of the things that Donald Trump brought back to the country. People could start holding their head up again because they were, you know, they're out there getting, you know, taking advantage, and they knew they were in their heart of hearts. It wasn't, you know, for, you know, what the government was doing, you know, to your point here, was we're dragging people down at the expense of their dignity. You know, that's not what America is all about. And so now Donald Trump comes in, makes jobs available, and people are again, you know, that's why they were so excited. I said we had all this pent up energy of productivity just waiting to be expressed, and we made a way, but we still need to go deeper because there's others that are not quite caught up yet, and even some that you mentioned, you know, some of these workers that got pushed out when you got highly qualified graduates with college degrees coming in, and they're pushing the marketplace, pushing laborers out. Well, I say that they didn't all just go home and did nothing. I mean, they still had bills to pay. What they did was they started working under the table for survival. And, you know, that has yet to be fully redeemed yet, you know, and because you've got a lot of untaxed money that's out there that's still being, you know, handled on an under-the-table type basis. Not to the degree it was 2 years ago, but certainly it's still measurable.
Yeah, that what they call the underground economy
yes.
is very difficult to measure. But you're right. People have to survive. And if there is no opportunity for them in the workforce, they end up becoming a discouraged worker, and President Obama made it fairly easy for people to stay out of the workforce. He increased the amount of food stamps people could get. He took away the work requirement for welfare, and then he gave everybody free health care. So if you have money for food and money for living expenses and your health care bills are paid, there's really no incentive
exactly.
to go into the job market and take care of yourself. The problem is, though, all the people, or my experience has been, the people that are receiving these government handouts are very resentful of the fact that they are in a position that they have to take these.
Exactly.
They would much rather be able to earn their own keep, get their self-esteem back, start feeling better about themselves. And instead of being out of the workforce, and what do? You sort of sit around, or you look for an underground economy type thing, which is breaking the law.
Yes.
So you're forcing people that would normally be law-abiding people, you're sort of pushing them into breaking the law.
Well, Michael, this conversation has to continue. As always, we appreciate you being on the show. Dr. Michael Buzzler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Lou Euler with us, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, it's great to be with you as usual. You bet.
Well, Lou, the Trump economy keeps rolling along. The Fed kind of sticking its stick in the spokes of the economy here. No quantitative easing. Maybe we ought to quantitative ease the Fed a little bit. Is there any way we can reverse the tables on them?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is the left and reporters across the nation, as they're interviewing some of the people who voted for tax reform, they just cannot seem to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
They still talk about crumbs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They still talk about people at the lower end of the spectrum just getting very little from the tax reform, and yet the data is clear. They are the proportionate beneficiaries of the entire tax rate reduction. They're getting more proportionally.
Mm-hmm.
The reduction in the cost of living for them, the increase in standard deduction is all playing for the low-end earners, And then we're getting a tremendous increase in the growth, the economic growth that they're benefiting from most.
Exactly. Well, Lou, the Democrats, those on the left and ones that are running to socialism, want to argue that, compared to the top earners, the earners on the lower scale are not getting, they feel like there's some lack of equity here. Well, you have to look at it in terms of, percentage of investment. What are you putting into the market? I mean, this is the free market system. This is capitalism that if you are there and, you move yourself up and you get up the ladder of life and you are, employing more people, you are investing more in this government, then you have more to gain, from the tax benefit. It is proportional to the amount of money that you're putting in. But, to argue their point, they feel it's unfair because, it's just making the wealthier. Well, it's not stopping anybody in the lower spectrum to say, you know what, I want to do better for myself and my family, get out of my way. And I'd love to pay more taxes and be a top earner and share at a higher level. And that is available to them because that's the way America works.
Absolutely. And, the most important thing that has happened that puts this in perspective is our new Nobel laureates in economics. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what they have done, the new laureate, Paul Romer, is the architect of rapid economic growth analysis, and that is what is happening now, is we've changed from 1.5% economic growth to 3.5% and 4%, and he has the rule of 72, and the importance of this for economic growth is absolutely dramatic. He says what you do is divide the level of economic growth into 72 to find out how long it takes for the economy to double at that economic growth rate. And for example, when you're at 1.5%, why it takes nearly 72 years to double.
Right.
But at 4%, why you double in 17 or 18 years, and that is what really is benefiting the folks at the lower end of the economic schedule. The rapid economic growth is growing the economy for them at a dramatic rate.
And this is why it's so important, Lou, for them to elect individuals who understand that and that are driving that top number. Because if the economic growth remains robust, it's all ships are rising. High tides are rising all ships here, and that includes them. If they dare go and buy into what these campus crusaders are promoting for socialism, all that goes down the tube, and you might as well just pull the drain, and the ships are back down on the bottom again, including theirs.
Exactly. Now, there are the architects of what we call the zero-sum game, and that is that the only way when you have no economic growth or limited economic growth, the only way for somebody at the lower end of the economic spectrum to gain more is to take from somebody else instead of share in the growth that is happening across the economy. Now, what that does is empowers the bureaucrats who can be the architects of increasing the result for some when you have a zero-sum game economy.
Right.
And so That's what the left loves, is to be the allocators of those resources instead of having everybody gain by a dramatic level of economic growth. And that's really the difference we're now seeing, is everybody is benefiting because no one has to take from somebody else to increase their wealth and their income.
Exactly. So we're going to let go of the free market system where all boats are rising, and we're going to, you know, grab onto a socialistic idea that historically has proven unsustainable time and time again. As Margaret Thatcher said, you know, all it's, you know, socialism's all fine and well until you run out of other people's money. So we know where
right.
that we know where that ends up.
Mm-hmm.
And so but, you know, these kids on college campuses being indoctrinated by these irresponsible professors that are promoting this kind of economy. It's like, wait a minute. And then, of course, what makes it worse, Lou, is that you cannot have a contrarian view on these college campuses. And it's no wonder that this, you know, campus form of government has invaded our current marketplace to where, look at, you know, I don't want to hear your arguments unless you agree with me and you're on my side of the road here, then you're invalidated. Just shut up and sit down and, you know, we have the keys to the bus and, you know, you're lucky you're on the bus, I guess.
Yes, yes. And, you know, another dimension of this the left's debt game is to talk about the increase in debt and that sort of, the national debt.
Right.
But what we find is that the CBO and the Joint Committee on Taxation's analysis of the increase in debt as a result of tax rate reduction is seriously, seriously overstated.
Mm-hmm.
And that as you look at what has been happening with the increase in economic growth, the debt has come way down. And we can go back and talk about what happened during Ronald Reagan's time.
Yeah.
They
well, we have to. We're going to
exactly
have to
the same.
Exactly, and we're going to have to do that in the next chapter of Bill and Lou when we get together. Okay, Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, really quick, we've got about 10 seconds left. How can the folks get activated and be a part of the solution and not the problem?
Just come to the limittaxes.org. And we're putting up the benefits of tax reform on a regular basis.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Sing with me, y'all.
One word.
We only got
one word.
That's all we got.
One word.
Wrong
with it. Bill
Martinez
Live. I'll tell you, I understand. You're probably asking, you know, where is the love? A lot of angst out there. Of course, you know, I'll tell you, you'd be surprised how much love there's out there. You're just not hearing about it because the mainstream media wants to, you know, focus on a small number of people who are unhinged. And, you know, that drives sales, supposedly, and drives attention. But, you know, I think we're all getting worn out from all the antics that have been taking place. And this is why every week, we especially, we're grateful for the one good news girl. We call her Samantha. Samantha Mao joins us share with us the viral videos and kind of warm our hearts again that may have gotten a little cold with all the mainstream media news here, Sam, because all we hear is all the bad news and fussing and fighting. But there's probably more love around than people realize, right?
There's love around everywhere, and, you know, I'm happy to be the one to share it with you. And, you know, sometimes some of our stories start off with maybe one of those bad news stories, and it turns around into something good, which has happened with a couple of different stories this week. And
exactly.
I think that, you know, it's great to hear a follow-up and hear how things turn around.
Yeah, really. Well, like this first story, for example, you got a soldier who's he's out helping hurricane victims, and while he's out doing a good deed, as they say about good deeds, his house is robbed. But there's more to the story, right?
That's right. So Army medic Luis Ocampo, actually, he was from Charlotte, and whenever, you know, Hurricane Florence came through, mm-hmm. You might have seen stories about whenever he was in New Bern helping, his house actually got robbed. They got ransacked. He had different things like his computer and you know, his gaming system and all that different stuff taken. So he's over there helping people, and somebody breaks into his house and takes advantage. And I'm sure people who were knowing that others were gone were actually taking advantage during hurricanes. And you know, it's terrible mm-hmm. when something like that, when you have a tragedy and something on top of that happens. Well,
yeah,
people found out that this... oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Finish your story. Finish the deal. I'll comment.
Well, when people found out this soldier had lost his money, when, you know, the story went viral about, you know, so many people across the country were upset about this young man losing his money and, or, you know, his stuff in his house. And so they started to GoFundMe with the goal of raising $5,000. And they actually rose, they raised $15,000.
Wow.
And he decided to give part of that away to other people who had been affected. One guy had a tree fall in his house and was staying in a hotel. And, you know, he told the person, he's like, I don't want to take advantage of generosity. Like, and I've been inspired by the generosity of others. And so he went on to just keep giving his money away. And, you know, it just kind of restores your faith in humanity a little bit when you see stuff like that happen. You know, nobody wants to have our soldiers especially mistreated. So I love this story.
What an example. That's a great story and one that we need to hear. You know, and it's enough. I mean, he sits there with $15,000 is more than what he needed. And so he shares with others that are in a, you know, a dire situation, and good on him for that. And, that's awesome. But, you know, for the people that, attacked him, that thought that somehow it's their right to go ahead and take advantage of somebody who is missing and go and ransack their house. I mean, look, I know this stuff exists. It's just, you know, but, you know, on the other side, what exists are good neighbors. You know, good neighbors like him who go out there and help the community. I mean, as Brock Long, you know, the administrator for Homeland Security, or FEMA, I should say, you know, talks about the four legs of the stool of getting through a disaster. And core to those legs, one of those legs is neighbors, helping neighbor at the ground level, doing what, you know, this soldier did. And he instinctively did it. And here he is. He gets kicked in the gut for doing a good deed. And then, you know, is blessed again with some money and looks beyond himself and looks to serve other people. I mean, what an example. I mean, you know, that's what we need. We need more soldiers like that and more celebrations and people to understand that there are people, you know, like him that make a bigger impact than those that are, you know, burning down school buildings and whatever, you know. So, you know, that's a great story. Now, this next one, and I saw this, that a man uses CPR to save a squirrel that was hit by a car. I mean, this is, you know, this is a charming story.
It's a little story. More on the silly side. Yeah. It is. It's a little silly, but it's actually quite sweet. Because, you know, you think about, when you kind of, everybody tries to avoid running over these squirrels. And two Minnesota police officers were on routine patrol, and they saw a young man on the side of the road bent down. So they pulled over to stop and figure out what's going on. And they realize he's trying to, his name's Chris Felix, and he's 19 years old. He's trying to give CPR to a squirrel. He had run by the squirrel, and I guess he stunned him. He didn't hit him. Mm. He didn't squish him or anything. And so this police officer's body cam actually ends up recording the incident. And when they posted it, it went viral. Chris was bent down, kind of working on the squirrel. The police officer gets him to roll it over. It ends up surviving and running away. And you know, I think we all would love to feel like, hey, maybe next time you think you might have run over an animal.
He goes, well, thank God, because okay. The next step was mouth to mouth, and I was getting nervous on that one, you know.
I know. Thank goodness he woke up before it came to that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's as good as new. I think he had just been stunned, and, you know, I would like to think if I ever, you know, hopefully you never have to worry about that. But,
well, you feel terrible exactly, you know, and a little squirrel, like, you know, what kind of damage is a squirrel going to do? It's the deers that tear your car up. You got to be careful with the deers.
That's
but
right.
Still, you know, it's a terrible feeling, you know. And I had a friend that, you know, I don't know if he hit a deer or the deer hit him, however, you know, it happens. But he found out real quick that, you know, he didn't want to do that again. Boy, it just almost totaled the car.
Absolutely. This thing's going to come right through the windshield.
Yeah, but the squirrels, they just hang on to your windshield. They just think, man, you know, kind of deal. And psych you out until you go there and give them, you know, CPR, and then they run off and get down the road up the tree and go, psych. It's all yours. Let's talk about this next one, this Moncton couple that lost $600 in online scam, and they're back on their feet and grateful. What happened?
That's right. So Nathan Donovan, he never expected after he called CBC News back in September to warn others about a scam that it would actually end up coming and helping turn things around for his young family. Him and his wife were on social assistance, and they wanted a car so that she could – he broke his back in 2010, and they wanted a car so that she would be able to go to work at night. The buses don't run at night. But she had a job downtown that she could get that was full time, and it would allow them to get off social assistance and get back on their feet. But they needed a car, and there was a loan opportunity they thought where if they gave $600, they would be able to get $7,000 for this loan for mm-hmm. their car.
Right.
And they give the $600, and then the website a couple of days later is taken down, and there's no loan. They just lost their last $600.
Oh, God.
Well, when Denise LeBlanc heard about this, or Dennis LeBlanc, I'm sorry, heard about this, he decided the car that he was trying to sell, he would just give to this couple. You know, his wife and him were trying to sell their car for like $3,500, and he had already kind of gotten a couple lowball offers, and he just felt like this is the right thing to do. Mm. And so he contacts Donovan, and he gives him the car, and now they're back. That couple is back on their feet. You know, this young family is back on their feet. They're all social assistants, and she's working full time. And he just really changed their life. He also restored their faith in humanity. Again, this is one of those stories that started off with someone taking advantage, but then you had someone else seeing this and stepping up and turning things around for them. And it ended up being better for them than it would have been. You know, the $600 they lost is nothing compared to what they got back in return.
Exactly. Once again, proving it's better to give than receive. In this particular case, I mean, all people feel good about themselves, but even for that couple to give that car that, you know, they could have gotten $3,500 for or whatever, they donate it and give it to this couple. And, wow, what a blessing. That's an awesome story.
Right.
We've got a movie star talking about paying it forward. He's giving away his net worth to charity.
That's right. Chow Yun-fat, he's a famous movie star from Hong Kong. You might have seen him in, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and A Better Tomorrow. But he's got over $714 million net worth.
Wow.
And, you know, he just lives a really simple life. Him and his wife, you know, eat at food stands on the street. He shops at secondhand stores. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't value things. He just wants to have a peaceful life. He lives on about, they said, about $100 a month. According to a Chinese news outlet. And he's decided him and his wife are going to give all his money away to charities, like different charities, including one of their own. And he said it's more important to him to lead a good and peaceful life. And, you know, he's really putting his money where his mouth is to give away everything like that.
Wow. $714 million net worth given to charity.
$714 million.
I'm surprised Chinese government didn't come in and says, hey, look, we're a big charity. You better fork it over, buddy.
I know. I'm hoping they don't do that myself. But it's just, I think it's inspiring to see, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Exactly.
To that point, and you're like, you know, what is it to him? But I mean, that's everything he's done. He's going to change the world with it.
Well, we've got time for one final story. I want to hear about the five brothers and a gift for a bride on her special wedding day. What was this?
Well, you still have your tissues prepared for this. Kaylee West Young, whenever she heard her father's voice on her wedding day, it was something special planned by her brothers. Her father had passed away 3 years ago and wasn't going to be able to be at her wedding dance and do her father-daughter dance. Well, her brothers talked her into letting them do dance with her. And she's the youngest of six with five older brothers, and they all took turns dancing with her with different clips of her dad's voices. They've voice been recorded. It was played throughout the song. And if you want a feel-good story, if you want to see something that's just going to touch your heart, you watch these older brothers take
I have been a basket case, I'm telling you. She's the good news girl, Samantha Mal on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall.